Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And Bob is Bob Shorey. He's one of the MCSEs that comes in and helps me out with your computer problems. Questions and concerns. Bob's been doing it now for, gosh, a bunch of years now, Bob.
I don't even remember how many years.
So we appreciate that you're here to help me out, because there's no way I can answer all these questions. But feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC, and get on early, because that's when you should do it. By the 10 o'clock hour, everyone's waking up, and the lines are all busy. So as usual and customary, we do have some technology news. This kind of is a little shocking and surprising to me, but not really, considering some of the ding-dongs that are going to college these days. When my kids first were born, I started, you know, thinking about saving for college, and because I know how expensive it is, and technically big education is quite overpriced, but we won't even go into that. And now, you know, it costs you an arm and a leg and something, you know, an eyeball just to put your kids through college. Well, students now, they did a survey. I can't even believe I'm going to tell you this. They did a survey recently. I'll put the link up here for this article. They surveyed 1,000 college students and said, "Hey guys, do you ever use some of your student loan money, your federal student loan money, to buy cryptocurrency? You know, fake money." Yeah, they do. This is how smart these guys are. These are college students. This is the youth of America, the future. Spending money they don't have because they can't afford to go to college as it is. They had to borrow it from the federal government. And then they're going to take that money and bet it on cryptocurrency. These guys aren't learning anything in college, clearly. One in five of them. One in five.
Well, you know, they could improve their odds if they borrowed the money and went to Vegas or the casino.
But then they want it forgiven. They want it forgiven. So when
Well, it's not their fault they lost the money.
No, of course it's not their fault. No, of course it's not their fault. We're the ding-dongs giving them the money. It is our fault. We're the adults giving these ding-a-lings the money. So, I mean, I spend my entire, you know, young life trying to figure out how I'm going to pay for my kids to go to college. And these guys in college borrowing tax dollars to go to college. You got everyone whining, "Hey, college is so expensive." It is. And then you're going to borrow money and spend it on cryptocurrency? You deserve to, you know, spend $60,000 a year to get a phys ed degree. I mean, it's crazy. Mind boggling. I'll put it up here for you guys. I can't believe one in five college students are doing this. I mean, in the old days, they just spend their money on beer. Now they're buying fake money. It's kooky. Kooky, I tell you. In other news, this is a good one for you. We have a little music for our news if our sleepy producer, there we go. Any excuse to play the good, the bad, the ugly is a good one. So Facebook, you might have heard about Facebook and their problems. A recent memo was leaked just on Thursday. The memo was called The Ugly. That's where I get to use the music. Yes, good trumpeting in that tune. I love that tune. So this memo called The Ugly was written by a very high-up person in Facebook's organization 2 years ago. The Boz, Andrew Boz, is Zuckerberg's lieutenant, top executive. He was saying back in 2016, quote, "Maybe it costs a life by exposing someone to bullies. Maybe someone dies in a terrorist attack coordinated on our tools. What he's saying is pretty much that growth at any cost, even death of its users, was fine according to Facebook. Now, this is shouldn't be coming as a surprise to you guys if you listen to our show, because again, if you've understood the origin of Facebook, the kid was sitting in a dorm room judging co-eds' faces as far as how well they looked. That was how Facebook started. He stole the idea, other ideas from the Winklevosses. This is not a highly moral company. Of course, you then opted in and gave them all your information of every dinner you had, every wherever you went. Now they're doing even more with our data, and data mining is becoming a dirty word before it was genius back in 2008 when the left was using it to data mine us. Now it's a dirty word.
Think of all the money the FBI and the CIA is saving now, because they don't have to assign agents to go out and follow people.
Exactly. You're right, Bob. They're doing us a favor.
Saving us government money.
Yeah, this memo is just horrible. Basically, their corporate culture was, screw them. We don't care what if someone dies as a Facebook user because they were connecting people at all costs. The truth is, as you now know, is they want to gather everything about you, every association, build a dossier on you so that they can market Tide to you. It's a Tide ad. It's crazy. That's the whole thing. And you opted into it right when you went on Facebook and you decided you're going to tell them about everything you like, everything you don't like, every person you know.
Well, when the 20,000-page EULA came up, I didn't have time to read that. I just did next, 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 next.
They do that all. Every service does that. So this is the memo that you guys might have been hearing about. Maybe you're not. But it was called The Ugly. And any reason to play the theme from The Good and the Bad, The Ugly is a good one. So I figured I'd bring this up and put a link up there for you. You can read all about this. Bob, you have some more Facebook news.
Yeah, this one's a Tech News World article. And we'll put a link up to this one as well. Mm-hmm. Facebook phone scraping takes users by surprise. I'm sure that most of you have heard about this by now.
Hopefully.
But, yeah, this one's pretty good because Facebook on Sunday confirmed that its Messenger and Lite apps for Android smart users routinely collect call and text histories.
Right.
Okay? Now, I'm going to skip around a little bit because I want to get to the really meaty part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, users were surprised, okay? Messengers was introduced in 2015, and discovery of the surprised users and raised many hackles. Mm-hmm. A Twitter user with the handle Learn Somali noticed that tracking only in connection to visit to Somalia.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for sharing the info. I've looked at mine and my calls, messengers were only tracked when I visit Somalia for a month. Mm. It started and ended during that specific period.
Right.
Did you travel over to a place where Facebook knows no one will catch them snooping? Shocking is the new normal. Okay, here's another one.
But catching them snooping, I would contend that they're working with somebody that says, hey, Somalia, Saudi Arabia, wherever you're going over there, make sure you send us this information. Somebody at the NSA is looking for that.
Well, 2016... Natalie Schluter, an associate professor at the University of Copenhagen,
mm-hmm.
I downloaded my data and Facebook had a record of all contacts, calls, texts on any medium from my phone between 2015 and 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And B, I've never imported any contacts into Facebook, no Facebook app on my phone. I do have Messenger. But
that's
the upload contacts option is and always has been deselected, mm-hmm. and they got it anyway.
Of course.
And author Emma Kennedy was also surprised by what she found. She downloaded the trove of data Facebook had on her. I just looked at the data files I requested from Facebook, and they had every single phone number in my contacts. They had every single social event I ever went to,
mm-hmm.
and a list of my friends and their birthdays,
mm-hmm.
and a list of every text I've sent.
Yeah. So, guys, we'll put links up to this. You can actually download the information. I guess Facebook's making it available to see what they know about you. You can download it in a zip file.
I have a dossier on you.
Yeah. So, guys, if it's free, you're the commodity. I don't know why this shouldn't really be a surprise, but it is a surprise, right? I mean, when we told you Google was reading your email, you were like, no. They would never do that. Well, the email was free. Come on.
Well, you know, now the government doesn't need a search warrant. It's publicly available.
Yeah. And, I mean, gosh. So Google, all these companies out there that offer you these services for free, you're the commodity. Now, I'm not, you know, Apple says they're doing a better job of protecting your data because they make you pay an arm and a leg for their – they've decided to make their money on wildly overpriced hardware. And I guess it depends on which approach you'd like to take. Do you want to give away your soul to Zuckerberg for free, or do you want to give all your money to Apple and decide between the two, you know, which evil is the one you want to go with?
Well, you know, in the old days, you had the option of selling your soul to the devil. Now they're getting you to give it to them for free.
They are. The other question, though, is this. Just how powerful is this data? Remember, everyone thought someone else was going to win the election. So just you know, if the folks on the one side were using this data as geniuses back in 2008, and now the knuckle dragging troglodytes on the right are using the data, all of a sudden it's a big conspiracy. But if they knew about how to use this data so much longer than the folks on the right, why would they have been so unsuccessful at targeting properly? Because they had Google and everyone else in their own pockets.
Well, maybe that's why they want to limit the investigation to only go back to 2014 and not before.
They might. So part of me would say, I don't think personally I'm that malleable when it comes to directed ads to say, oh, geez, never thought of that. I guess I'll do that. However, companies are very interested in whether you like Coke or Pepsi. I mean, I guess. And they're going to send some Coke ad to you while you're looking at whatever your buddy's eating for dinner. I don't know. And then all of a sudden you're going to run out and buy Coke, I guess. I don't know.
You know, Eric, I think we sound so cynical here.
We must. But we'll put the information out here. Just keep this in mind. Any of these services, if it's free,
it's for me.
You're the commodity. They are looking at you. And they are getting whatever they can get so they can figure out whether or not you're going to want to buy a Yanni CD or a Daft Punk CD, as we talked about last week, I guess. Do you buy CDs anymore? No, I'm just kidding. We'll step out for a quick break. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. And four lines open on this lovely Saturday morning. I know you're enjoying the weather. I'm going to have to get my butt on my bike this afternoon at 1 o'clock. I'm dreading it. I'm so out of shape. It's going to be awful. But feel free to get online. Feel free to we'll do our best to help you out with computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Under Armour, you guys who use their Fitness Pal have suffered a massive data breach, 150 million users. I guess the breach occurred in February. And basically, they got your passwords, and they got your email address, and they got your name. We all got all that anyway, so don't worry about it. So just change your password if you're using the MyFitnessPal. Another cloud company just succumbing to more of these constant data breaches. They also know how many calories you're counting. I don't know if they're going to use that against you. But
only when it comes time for how much money they're going to charge you for your health care.
Right. Good point. So yeah, your MyFitnessPal has been hacked. Change your password. And now they know. They know how many calories you've been counting. What else you got, Bobby, while we're waiting for calls?
All right. I got a really good article here that if you don't have much to do, then visit this link.
Yeah.
April Fool's Day 2018, the best web pranks coming to get you. And
they give you a heads up on your April Fool's joke.
Oh, yeah. This is really cool because they have advertisements from big companies.
Within this?
Within this, and you can watch all the little videos because it's great.
All right.
And they're advertising products that they don't make.
There you go.
So, like, one company has a set of sneakers.
Yeah.
It has a cell phone built in.
Okay. Oh, perfect.
On the bottom of the cell phone is supposedly a screen, and the other one has the speakers.
On the bottom of one side is the screen and the speakers.
You know, the talking shoes and
Get Smart. Yeah. Hey, man.
So, you know, there's a whole bunch of them things in there. So that's really pretty cool.
I had such a crush on Agent 99. Are you kidding me?
Oh, who wouldn't?
Oh, my goodness. What a great thing. So we'll put a link up there for you.
Yeah, we'll put a link up to that one. And then the next one I got, this one is really funny. It's a little over 4 minute video. You got to see it.
Yeah.
Watch Will Smith try to romance Sophia the robot and fail.
Actually, we can play some of that for you. Matt's got it. So let's have a quick listen to Will Smith trying to romance a robot.
Sophia, can I be honest with you? I don't know if it's the island air, you know, or the humidity, or you just so easy to talk to. You know, you got a clear head, literally.
This wouldn't work on a human.
I think we can be friends. Let's hang out and get to know each other for a little while. You're on my friends list now.
Oh, very good.
Well, right, he was like approaching her with his lips all puckered up.
Oh, jeez.
And she shot him down.
All right.
He's in the friend zone with a robot.
Oh, whale. I just saw a whale. Does your head fog up in this kind of weather, or no? It's cool.
He's got way too much time on his hands, Mr. Will Smith. So there's a 4 minute video of him trying to romance a robot. We don't know why, but he's messing with their programming.
Well, they got this robot they put together to show artificial intelligence.
Ah.
So this
Will put it together, or he's working with
this
company?
No, this company.
All right.
So they put this robot together. And if you watch the whole movie toward the end, they actually show him assembling it. But
who, Will assembling it or the company assembling it?
The company.
I was going to say.
Okay. All and, right. You know, she has like 60 facial expressions that she uses. She has teeth. I mean, she looks pretty real, except they didn't put a wig on her. So the part covering where the brain would be is clear. That's his reference to that. Does that fog up?
Oh, gotcha.
Once you see the picture, you'll get a better idea of what.
But she kept him in the friend zone?
Yeah, well, not really.
What? Oh, boy. So at the end, he still doesn't win at the end, does he? Or we're not going to let everybody know?
No, he gets shot down big time.
All right, let's get to your calls here. And feel free to get online, guys. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We're going to Ron in Southampton. What's up, Ron?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
When I do a cold boot of my computer,
yeah,
sometimes it hangs up, and then I get this message, could not connect to the system event notification service. And then if I go to shut down the computer, it takes forever. And the hard drive activity light is just going crazy.
Sounds like you got corruption in the operating system. Is this a Windows 7 or Windows 10?
Windows 7.
I would guess one of two things. You either got some malware going on in the background, or you got your hard drive is starting to fail.
So you got a couple of things we think here.
I would vote for the latter rather than
the hard drive failing.
Yes.
You can do a system file checker in Windows 7.
Okay.
We can have you run that command to see if you got some corruption on there. Or you can do a disk, a check disk. But be careful, because I would bet make sure your data is backed up before you do anything, really. Is it all protected, Ron, from a failure?
Yeah, actually, I just cloned the drive. I got a spare drive, so I cloned it.
Well, cloning is going to be a problem if it's a messed up operating system, because you've cloned the flaws too. But at least you got your data backed up.
Right.
So do the system file checker. We can put a link as to how to do that and see if it can correct any of the files. But like Bob said, he thinks it's a failing hard drive and there's definitely corruption going on there. So I'll put a link up there for you.
Okay, it's been going on now for a couple months.
Yeah, what happens is it's just slowly deteriorating.
Okay.
So we'll put a link for you, run it. Let us know. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. You should be able to run it and see if it found any damage.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, Ron.
Yep.
Thank you. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock, guys. Feel free to get online on this lovely Saturday morning. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Four lines open for you. If you guys don't get on, we'll start talking about our kids. We promise. We'll be right back. And we are back. Three lines open for you. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And we'll do our best to help you out with computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And clearly I'm a geek. And Bob's a geek, too. We have no problems with that. And as a geek, we're Star Wars fans. You know, we're Star Trek fans. You know, basically, that kind of stuff is going to appeal to us, being that we're geeks. And I saw the latest Star Wars, Spoiler alert, real quickly here. Hopefully, if you haven't seen the latest Star Wars,
turn down your radio.
Turn down your radio. But are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, Star Wars fan? What has happened to Star Wars? I mean, Disney happened. You're right, Mike. And part of the plot is that the Star Cruiser is going to run out of gas. Heck, we got nuclear submarines now that won't run out of gas. I mean,
not for 1,000 years.
Yeah. Somehow they're going to run out of gas. And the Star Destroyers of the Empire can't.
Well, they don't
go
run on
fast.
Gas. Come on, they run on fuel.
Whatever it is, the Star Destroyers can't go fast enough, so they have to lob, you know, laser cannons at them at a distance, and they're chasing them. Now, if it was Captain Kirk involved, what would he do, Bob? What would he do? He's chasing them from behind. He just jumped to light speed and get in front of them. How hard is that? I mean, anybody can. You guys are generals out there. You can't figure out, well, we can't catch them this way. Let's go to light speed and put it in front of them. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, come on. They patterned those generals after the Nazis. How smart were they?
Colonel Klink or whatever. Maybe it was, yeah.
Exactly.
Sergeant Schultz, man. I mean, holy moly. That plot. And wait a minute. If you can blow up a huge ship just by flying another ship through light speed through it, why would you have to shoot a missile down a Womp Rat hole on the Death Star in the original, in the number 4 Star Wars? Just shoot a ship through the middle of the Death Star. It's all over. I mean, you could start and end the movie in 5 minutes. Guys, we got to use that light speed trick.
Yeah, but then people would feel cheated because they didn't have to sit 2 hours through a Star Wars movie.
The problem with being a geek who likes these types of movies is they have to have some sort of credibility when it comes to...
Well, I think that I went down the toilet when Disney bought them.
Oh, jeez.
Because I was kind of disappointed on a lot of levels. I mean, a lot of things that they had was nice. Yeah. But Princess Leia General Leia.
Yes.
Or
Carrie Fisher's
role. I think that was much smaller than I really was expecting because I kind of followed up the backstory during the years when it was kind of inactive.
Yeah.
Now, think about this. She was a full-fledged... you know, she had as much of the Force in her. She was Luke's twin sister.
Well, so much so that it was like antifreeze in the coldest space. That's impossible, too. I mean,
not for a Jedi.
I guess not. Not for a Jedi. You're crazy.
It's because she had all the same powers. Now, they had stories on the internet, you know, and it was kind of following along for years and years when the Star Wars saga was inactive. But in that, all the people that followed through with it realized that, you know, Princess Leia was actually a Jedi Knight, and she actually fought many battles. And she was more than just a general.
They could have killed her off right then and there, as far as I was concerned. I mean, she didn't play any part of the rest of the movie anyways. Who cares if she froze to death out there? She should have froze to death out there. She should have exploded while she went out there. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
People don't explode. You don't have pressure inside.
You know what I'm talking about. The frozen solid, and then you tap her and she goes ting into the billion little pieces. I mean, that's what should happen. But no, the antifreeze of the Force took care of it. I don't know. That movie had so many weirdness, so many things that were so weird, technically speaking, as a geek, that I was very disappointed. I've loved Star Wars since it first came out, since I was a kid. I think I was 7 when it first came out.
Well, that's what happens when they replace the original writers and creators.
Oh, my God.
They get away from the storyline, and they think they're doing better, but they don't sit in a room and say, well, what would you do?
And Chewbacca, that guy, his hairstylist was amazing. He didn't have even any gray in his
beard.
He's
not gray yet. No, you know what? He was old before Anakin Skywalker was even born.
Man. Must use a lot of Pantene. Let's go to your calls. I have enough said about Star Wars, but holy moly. If you have any comments on it, feel free to chime in while I bring you up. Go to Tim and Granby. What's going on, Tim?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. I purchased a couple of Inspiron 11 Dell computers over a year ago. They've been in a box. I opened them yesterday with the intent to finally set them up.
Yeah.
And... apparently, I don't have enough space to update the Windows 10 security updates.
Wow, you must have got a deal on those suckers, huh?
Well, yeah, I think I'm starting to pay now. But
how large is the hard drive, Tim? Is it a 256, a 150? What was it?
Let's see. It's a
probably a solid state, little tiny solid state drive.
It is. It's a little computer. You know, the irony is that I didn't. You know, I don't know very much about computers, as you'll soon find out.
That's okay. They depend on that when they sell some of this stuff to you.
Well, I bought it so long ago that the cloud really wasn't available, and so ironically, I might be able to benefit from that.
All right. So what do you think? Was it a 150 solid state drive, 256?
Well, let's see.
25?
Even at that, the update takes 4 gigs. So
yeah, you should have enough space.
You should have enough, and I'd be willing to bet you have something that you could move from that to a USB drive or something to make space.
Yeah, I was hopeful that I could just delete some non-essential things. And, you know, I noticed that Maps has a big number in there as far as storage. And so I was hoping that I could just delete a few of the apps out of there.
Yeah, but it doesn't bode well if you haven't even turned them on. This is the first time you've turned this machine on, right? Brand new out of the box.
Yeah, a little disconcerting.
Yeah.
So you really need to use a utility like WinDIR or... WinDIR stat, yes.
Yeah.
So that you can... See what's on there,
yeah,
and you can kind of figure out what you need. And actually, a lot of it you may want to actually keep, but you can just move it to another drive, so
right.
Just to make space.
Well, I think it looks like from what I was seeing here. Let me see if I can get it back up on the screen here.
Do you have the box still? It should say in the box what it's got in there.
It says the PC is using 26.9 gigabytes out of 29.1.
You have a 30 gig hard drive?
You know, and it looks like I need 5 gigs to improve my security updates. So.
Holy moly! You think you only have? I have more room in my phone.
you know,
not a lot of room here.
Yikes!
What you could do?
I feel like a sardine.
Oh boy!
Is look on your hard drive under the C and see if you have a folder that's called Windows.old. And if you have a folder called Windows.old, you kind of have a choice. You can copy it somewhere else, or you could actually delete it, because that's your ability to go back a version.
Oh, cool. Great.
So,
and is it possible? I mean, I would assume that the most current version of Windows 10 security is requires more storage than maybe an older one, since these have never been used and the originating security updates are...
Right.
Are aged. Is it possible that I can not update to the most current Windows?
If you don't update to the most current Windows, they're going to stop supporting you. Microsoft sent out a letter that said that, you know, if you're not up to, like, 1607 is after next month is not going to be supported on anymore.
Yeah.
So you could type in. If you hit the start menu in the search, type in WinVer, W-I-N-V-E-R, and
that's
you should be up to... Yeah, you should be at version 1709 right now.
V-E-R, not V-I-R.
V-E-R,
that'll
yes.
Tell you which version you have. But your issue, Tim, is, we have to first really prove what kind of size hard drive. I cannot believe a year ago Dell would sell you a computer with a 30-gig hard drive in it. I mean, that is weird.
Yeah, it probably cost them $3 for that hard drive.
Yeah. Were these computers like $250? I don't understand. If you could find the actual spec, because...
Right, where would I find that, my friend?
On the box, maybe? I mean, you just took them out of the box, you said, right? Did you chuck them already?
Sure.
Did you throw the boxes?
Hold on, let me take a peek here.
Yeah.
It says...
it should be illegal to produce a computer that can't be upgraded like this.
It says an Intel Celeron processor.
Celeron, oh boy.
32 gigabytes hard drive.
A 32 gigabyte hard drive?
Memory.
Say that again?
It says 32 gigabytes eMMC hard drive.
Oh boy, it is that small.
2 gigabytes
of RAM.
Of memory.
So basically what you can do with that, Tim, is...
throw it in the trash?
Oh man, it's a Celeron processor, so it barely has CPU power. 2 gigs of RAM is not enough to... I mean, I've got more on my phone. And then a 32-gig hard drive is completely full. It should be illegal for them to build a machine like this. It's like buying a car with your entire car packed with stuff in it, and you can't get in it yourself.
You know, that's a great analogy. It feels exactly that way to me.
Yeah. So,
and I hate to waste a beautiful Saturday like this.
Right, on this problem. So here's what you want to do. You want to sell these things on eBay and find some other sucker to buy them.
Good advice. The greater fool theory.
Exactly. Because there's nothing you should spend any more time on these things. It's they were, you
know. Do you think I could maybe just call Dell and plead insanity here, and do you think they might help me?
They were the evil company that sold it to you in the first place.
Well, this is true. But
so I can't imagine they would be like, oh, sorry, Tim, oh, you caught us. Here you go, buddy.
Yeah.
Selling
on, now that it's out of warranty, I can't. I guess I have to pay a premium for an American accent.
You may have to pay for somebody to talk to you. Yeah, I wouldn't bother with that, Tim. I'd put those on eBay. Call this a learning experience. Your next computer needs to have a 256 gig or bigger hard drive. 256 if it's solid state. Yeah. And then you can find hybrid drives at 1 or 2 terabytes of space. 32 is not worth it.
I hear you. Well, right? Thank you very much. I appreciate your show. You guys do a great job.
Thanks for calling, Tim.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye. We're going to step out for a quick break, get back to more of your calls. Now three lines are all jammed up, one line open for you. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. I'm still fired up about Star Wars and what they did to it. If you want to call in, give us your opinion on it. If you're a geek like us and you're like, what the heck are you talking about? I mean, heck, we have almost have self-driving cars here on our planet, and you can't program a Star Destroyer to kind of zap right in front of the Rebel ship. you have to try to catch up from behind.
I'm going to blame George Lucas.
Yeah, because he sold out.
Because he sold it. Exactly.
I mean, good for him, but goodness.
Well, he made the money before that law went into effect, where it would have taxed him into poverty.
Oh, that's right. Of course.
So, you know,
tax reasons. Everyone does it for tax reasons.
While the sun shines.
Yeah. Let's go on to your calls. We're going to go to Phil in Canton next. Hey, Phil.
Good morning. Good
morning. What's up, sir?
I got a crazy problem. And all right. Nobody's been able to help me.
All right.
I had maybe a 10, 12-year-old fax machine that all of a sudden stopped being able to communicate with a local Canton number. And then
the fax machine won't dial the number anymore. Can you dial the number?
You can dial the number. You can hear the fax machine dialing the number.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make the connection with the other fax machine. And then I've got a supplier in Buffalo, and I tried the same thing, and it stopped going into their main fax line. They get faxes from other people.
Right. You want to know why?
Yeah.
They are talking at a different. They've upgraded their faxes and fax machines, and you have not upgraded yours.
Well,
so,
I went out and bought a new fax scanner, everything, and it still doesn't communicate with those two numbers.
So wait a minute. You threw me a curveball. You first told me it was a 10-year-old fax machine. Now,
that was the beginning of my problem.
And now you bought a new one. It does the same thing. That makes no sense, Phil.
Well, I had an IT guy in here yesterday for 3 hours, and he came up with that same conclusion.
Does it make any sense? Did you pay him?
No, he didn't charge me. Oh,
those aren't IT guys. I don't know how to make money. All right, so that makes no sense at all, Phil. Have you tried eFax?
Well, now that I've got the scanner, I can do. I can email.
Fax to email.
Yeah, you can do fax to email. Forget faxing altogether, because faxing really is a lost art. So if you can just say, you know what, who cares anymore? Stop faxing. They probably would appreciate it as a scanned document attached anyways, and you just email it. That'd be great. But if you really, truly still want to fax, you can use a product called eFax, and that's like a cloud-based faxing service where you would scan your document in, and then you would fax it via their faxing system. And you could do it that way. And, of course, you'll receive faxes that way. You can get your own number, and people can fax to you if they are still going to use facsimile, and it'll come to you as an email with an attachment. So I don't know why, Phil. You might have some noise on your line. There's something about your dial tone, your phone. Is it?
Well, the supplier, I can fax to a second line, which is in the customer service department. So it's in the same phone system.
From yours?
From really mine. Weird. I can fax to that number.
Right.
But it one number or two numbers it won't communicate with. And I get a communication
error
problem.
Normally it's an age thing where the old fax machines don't work with the new fax machines, but in your case you've already changed that out, so it's definitely you, because they're not changing out their fax machine on their end, right? They're not saying
no, and they get faxes from other people,
right? And clearly you don't buy enough from them to make them change that their fax machine to make it work for you.
Oh, if I only did buy that much.
I hear you.
Yeah.
So I think what you should probably do is try, you know, I don't know why it's not working. I couldn't tell you. It makes no sense at all, technically. Unless you're using some outbound line that has also got like a that requires a filter. Do you have a DSL service?
I don't know.
For your internet, sometimes if you have the same fax line on your DSL, you have a filter you have to put in line, and maybe your filter's not working so well. I don't know.
I don't know either. It's a designated line. We're only doing computer and fax machine.
Right, right. But you've done everything that you should do. You swapped out your fax machine, so I'm thinking it's definitely you. It's probably not worth fixing. Just start scanning and faxing your scanning and attaching your orders in an email and stop faxing.
Okay.
That's what I would do. I couldn't tell you why else it's not working. You already have a guy who wastes 3 hours of his life on it.
Very frustrated guy.
I'm sure, yeah, because there's no technical reason why it would be so specific, so selective.
Yeah.
Unless you've got some sort of noise on your line that's only occurs when you send it to those guys who... Or I don't know. I can't tell you why, Phil. It makes no sense.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Phil. Bye bye. We did get an email back from that lady who spent 7 hours on the phone with Epson. Remember her small printing issue where she was trying to print to her Epson and it was a small, tiny font, and she spent 7 hours with the Epson ding-a-lings, and then they blamed their antivirus program. And it was what we told her. Is basically, she had set her view settings within her browser. The fonts, she set them lower. And so we told her how to set it larger, and she was all set. But it really is an issue when it comes to troubleshooting. When you're calling these support centers, they just have these Gantt charts they go through. If then, if then, if then, if then, go back to top. If then, if then, if then, if then, go back to top. If then, if then, if then. And they'll do it all day. That's all they'll do. They don't think out of the box. They don't ask you other questions like, what are you using this tool for, or why are you doing what you're doing? They just go, if then, if then, if then, go to the top, if then, if then. And you spend 7 hours, and you can't get that time back.
Yeah, but if they don't follow the script, they'll get fired.
Probably, yeah. So she gave us a nice email saying we fixed her problem. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock today, so make sure you get online. We have two lines open for you. So Ken, hang on. Charles, hang on. Everything we've talked about today has been posted live at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show, .com. The links are there. If you like us on Facebook, and you're still on Facebook, and you don't mind that Mark Zuckerberg actually knows that you're going to our pages telling you how bad Facebook is, it'll go into your news feeds. You got to like Tab Computer Systems on Facebook. Yes, Facebook will know you like us, whatever that means. And of course, if you follow us on Twitter, they'll do the same thing, because guess what? That's free. Tab Computer Sys, Twitter will try to figure out how to make money. They're not making any money. They clearly don't know what they're doing, but it'll go to their Twitter feed as well. So everything will be there for you. You don't have to remember it. You don't have to write it down. So we'll be right back. Charles and Ken, hang on. Two lines open for you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.